News Talk 1620 WTAW. If you have any sort of connection with the Bryan School District, whether you live in the city or you are a parent or even if you are a student, you are invited to participate in a community and parent input survey. Visited with Brandon Webb of the Bryan School District about what the survey is all about.
We've got really two different surveys that are going out. One is more focused on community members and parents, and the other survey is an internal climate survey here for our employees. They're similar, although there are a few differences. The internal employee survey will drill down a little bit deeper into some specific areas. Both of these surveys are intended to cover a couple of different bases. The first of which is, it's time for us to take the pulse of our parents, our community members, and our staff and see how are we doing in a number of different areas, and where could we be doing better? Where are we doing a great job, and what are the areas of improvement? But the other piece of this is, with the new House Bill 5 requirements, we are required as a district to rate ourselves on 9 different categories that include everything from health and wellness information to fine arts to career and technical education to community involvement and parent involvement. So 9 categories broadly. But we're not given a lot of guidance by TEA on how to do that. So what we thought is a systematic approach makes sense to us. We'll start with the data that's generated by the survey. Then internally, we will form committees that will assess in performance indicators for each of these 9 areas. And that's a lot of down in the weeds detail. But essentially, what we're looking for is the community to go to our website and to give us their feedback on these different areas. And then in each category, there's an opportunity to write comments. So if you want to expand a little bit on why you gave an opinion one way or the other, the intent is to gather all of that information together, and we want to know particularly the areas that that we're perceived to be doing very, very well. But any area of feedback is fair game.
And this may be a more interest to those who have children or who are employees or somehow have some more of a personal stake than those of us who are empty nesters or never had a relationship with the school district, maybe have even never have gone to see The Sound of Music or gone to a ball game or whatever. But I get the feeling it's just important, regardless of your relationship with the school district, to participate in this.
Absolutely. I don't want anyone to be under the assumption that we're only interested in hearing from parents. We're only interested in if you feel like you have an obvious stake in this. The truth of the matter is, if you're a community member of the community of Bryan and the broader region, you know, the county that we serve around our schools, we want your feedback. This is truly a community survey. So if you're an employee of the city of Bryan, you're an employee of St. Joseph Hospital, whether you have children in our schools or not, Bryan ISD is a part of your community, and we want to know the kind of job that we're doing and the areas that we can be improving upon. So I think that's a great question. It's not just for parents. It's, in fact, for anyone in our community.
How long will the survey be up on the website?
We're going to be launching the survey very shortly, and we'll keep it up through the end of February. So there's a little bit of time for people to consider their responses. I want to also emphasize a couple of other things. Number one, the surveys are bilingual. We know that we serve a very large Hispanic population, so that will be available in Spanish. And also, the surveys are guaranteed anonymous. So we have guaranteed anonymity from the provider who is serving the technology side of things, that we do not have access. So if people wish to remain anonymous, they absolutely can.
And then the projected timetable to crunch the data, and after that, when does it come back to the school board for any consideration?
We'll be running the survey throughout the month of February, so we'll shut it down probably about the very end of the month, 28th or so. And then it will take a little bit of time processing. We don't anticipate a lengthy, you know, multi-week time frame. What we want to do is bring this information back in March.
Thanks again to Brandon Webb of the Bryan School District for the information regarding the Community and Parent Input Survey that is now available, again, in both Spanish and English. Go to the Bryan School District website, bryanisd.org, for more information. Brandon says it should take less than 10 minutes, and again, is completely anonymous. Recommendation that the survey should be taken from a computer and not a smartphone. More information is online at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.